Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Andy.
How is this the government?
We are back. I don't know what's happening. Everything is in shambles, and it is glorious to watch. I just want to start off by saying that I would like to apologize at the onset of the show that we normally try to do a program that is both intelligent and funny, giving you our thoughts on the news while also injecting humor into it. But this week, I think it's just going to be us making fun of shit because holy shit, everything is happening. There's no chaos in the White House. No chaos. You're chaos. Shit has gone off the
rails. Never been happier that we decided to move recording day to Monday. Because, oh, what a Monday. To cap off a pretty good week of batshit insanity from Washington. But oh, what a Monday.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, it's legitimately amazing how fucking stupid this week has become. Like, last week, because it's only Monday. That's it. It's only Monday. So, all right, let's get right into it. We've got a lot of domestic politics. We've got some feedback emails, Yeah, this is going to be good, by the way. And then we've got some foreign politics, which are actually two pretty interesting stories that aren't getting a lot of press just because of the White House sort of policy intrigue is just sucking the air out of the room. And then this week in Stupid, I just wrote, see domestic politics. So we're going to just get that all out of the way up top. All right. So also remember to get those 5-star reviews in on iTunes. As long as they're 5 stars, we will read them on air. No matter what it says, you can even call us jerks for not supporting our president. But as long as it's 5 stars, we will read it on the air. And you can also send those feedback emails to feedback@lookforwardshow.com. All right. Domestic politics this week. Right off the top, this was Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. Trump immediately tweets out early morning, right off his Coke binge all weekend, tweets out, hey, trans people are banned from the military. We can't sustain you. Fuck out of here. You guys are jerks. But the way he tweets it is even more interesting than just the ban, quote unquote, itself, which was he tweets something like, hey, the United States military has to like make this change. And then that's the end of the first tweet. And for 9 minutes, there is no tweet. And then he follows it up with, we're going to ban transgender folks from the military. Apparently, the Joint Chiefs of Staff...
If you follow Trump's tweets, there's these gigantic gaps in between. While he's hunting and pecking, I guess. But yeah, we've made fun of that before. It'll be like 15 minutes between thoughts. And they're tweets. They're 140 characters. It's not that... It shouldn't take you 15 minutes to write a tweet, but... This is Donald Trump.
It does if you can't read and or write.
The tweet, by the way, after consulting with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow .. 9-minute panic.
Like it literally freaked the Joint Chiefs of Staff out, who thought he was getting ready to declare war on North Korea. Like that is an actual story. Like they were like, so what are we doing? Like, is this guy just going to fucking straight tweet out orders? But yeah, of course, he comes out with his transphobic nonsense, which I don't want to get too heavily into because there's so much to talk about this week. But basically, he didn't really consult with any generals. He lied about that. They came up with this bullshit on his own. Apparently, I just saw a report that Ivanka didn't even know about it until she read the tweet, right? So He just kind of flew off the handle and said this, and it's based in no facts or anything like that. Like, trans soldiers don't cost the military specifically any like super high amount of money or anything like that, even if you're talking about paying for surgeries and everything else.
Yeah, so they've talked to, you know, the actual generals that he allegedly consulted, you know, people actually running the military who are like, yeah, we haven't, nothing from DOD has been handed down. We get orders from the Pentagon. And so business as usual. We're just going to keep operating here. But there is an estimated, I mean, because there's not a box you tick or whatever, so it's estimated somewhere between 5,000 and 1,500 transgender people serving in the military right now. And so they're kind of freaked out. I saw they had some advocates on MATA this week that were talking to some of their soldiers that they work for who are just like, what do we do? What does this mean? And like, I don't know. There's no actual official policy on this. It's just a series of tweets at this point.
Which is classic Trump, right? You know, it's, oh, we're getting all these things done. But like, you know, tweets aren't policy, right? Like, you can't just tweet out that you're going to ban a certain group from the military and it just becomes true. And there's a level of laziness to him and to this White House that I find to be remarkable. Like, okay, I don't advocate for banning trans soldiers from the military. I think that's silly and ridiculous and rooted in nothing logical. But that being said, if you're gonna do it, at least do it through the right chains, right? Like, okay, I want to ban these people from serving in the military. I'm gonna talk to military generals. I'm gonna get them on board. I'm going to draft up this legislation and I'm going to make it happen, but don't come out with some half-assed tweet that's not backed with any policy. That doesn't make any sense. All it does is put people in a panic. Look, even if people hate your policy, if they can go, okay, this is the policy, at least that gives them some reassurance that you're not a buffoon. But, yeah. But alas, he is. So he's just going to tweet it. And the thing is, when asked, like when Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about it during the press briefing, she's like, oh, well, they're working on the policy. They haven't figured it out quite yet. Then why the fuck is he saying it? Figure out the policy first and then say, we're announcing this bigoted policy. And look, we had Steve Bannon write it because he hates everybody. but don't come out with some half-assed thing. This doesn't make sense.
It's just like, for whatever reason, trans folks are the people they think they can get away with picking on right now.
Yeah,
all the way down to them,
right? And I feel like that's a bad calculation. Like I feel like the tide has turned pretty severely. Unless you're like some shitty rapper on a morning zoo crew talk show, but like the tide has turned pretty harshly in favor of protecting trans rights. So I don't understand, like. Maybe this would have been something George W. Bush could have done, but no, man, like we've turned that corner on that shit. And like, people are just like, nah, man, leave people alone. Just leave people alone.
Dude,
like,
it's fucked. Cause everybody that every trans soldier that's in right now is obviously met all of the requirements to serve. They want to serve. They're there, you know, to quote Chris Rock, if they want to fight, let them fight. Cause I ain't fighting.
That you got, dude, that's my motto. I ain't going, so you go. You want to go? Sign the fuck up.
These guys and gals want to go serve their country. I don't think it fucking matters what their gender identity is. If they meet the requirements, who gives a fuck? It's just another thing that somebody realized. Like the bathroom thing. Like, nobody even thought about it because why would you think about it? Like, wait, where do they shit? You know?
Yeah, like...
it's just here, somebody realized, wait a minute, they're pooping with us! I don't like it!
I mean, right, it's like the Yosemite Sam view of like, you know, personal politics. But, like, my whole thing is, you know, trans folks have been in the military for years. Just not openly.
Yeah.
They're, like, it's like, gay people can't be in the military? Yeah, but you know gay people have been in existence since forever. So surely some of them have wanted to kill Krauts or whomever on the U.S. side. So, yeah, dude, they exist. So, who cares?
Disproportionately so, actually, because there's a lot of people who are, like, you know, you're trying to like grapple with that and bury that down. You're like, oh, I'm going to go do something fucking manly. I'm going to join the army.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's actually, it's higher percentage wise than in civilian society.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not gay. I'll shoot a guy. Like, wait, that's not. You don't really need to
shower with a bunch of guys to prove how not gay I am.
Exactly. Now put on these combat boots with no underwear. That seems weird, guys. Seems like a strange turn. But yeah, like, just leave people alone, man. Just let people fucking be. Look, if you know how to shoot an M16, I don't give a fuck if you have a dick or a vagina or both or none of it between your legs. I don't care. I'm not going. I'm not sitting in the desert shooting at anybody. I'm not sitting in the desert shooting at anybody who probably is sitting in the other side of the desert shooting at me who doesn't want to fucking be there. Fuck that. I'm good. Let somebody else go. You can take my spot. I don't care. Cox wants to sign up, have at it. God bless you. I ain't going.
I wouldn't fuck with her.
No. Like, it's fine. Like, I just don't understand. And look, I know people are saying, well, they don't want to call it a distraction. And I understand the impetus for that, because it's not like a non-issue. But let's call a spade. This is a distraction for how fucked up the White House is going. So they threw out some chum to their base to get people talking about that and not talking about the Russia investigation, not talking about all the fucking crazy shit that's going on in the White House. It's not that the trans issue is not a real issue. It is an issue, but the White House is using it as a distraction to get liberals onto something else. Do not get that mistaken.
Well, there's speculation, like you said, chum to the base, that people are pretty upset at the Jeff Sessions talk that we'll probably get into, that they may or may not be cutting ties with Jeff Sessions. And, you know, the base loves Jeff Sessions because he's a fucking racist. And so they'll be real pissed if he goes. So they're like, okay, but what if we get after them queers? Yeah, woo, fuck them.
That's our base. We love it. That's the greatest hits, man.
MAGA!
Like bashing gay and trans people is like, for Republicans, that's like old white people really wanting to hear Hotel California when they go to see the Eagles, right? Like, that is just, that's what they want to hear. You don't go see fucking, what's the fucking Sweet
Eagles?
Home? No, what's the,
Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, you don't go see them and not want to hear fucking Freebird, right? You know, don't play fucking Freebird. Play one of your songs from the 90s. Fuck off. I want to hear Freebird. That's why I'm here. They're like, fuck off. Yeah, we get it. Tax cuts. That's what we came here for, tax cuts. And yeah, trans people are the worst. That's what they came for. So you fucking play that. You play it when you start playing all your shitty music and people are just like, this seems kind of boring. And people are walking around, you go, hey, everybody, remember this song, Hotel California? You're like, oh, shit, son, that's my favorite. And then everybody's fucking happy. That's what you do.
Homophobia is their free bird.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
Write it down.
That's a show title option. I mean, it is.
That might be the earliest we ever came up with one.
Yeah, man, that's pretty good. That's within 13 minutes. That's not bad. So, I mean, it's fucking true. Also, Free Bird is a great song. So, homophobia, not so, and transphobia, not so much. So, after that level of fuckery, then later in the week, we had talked about last week, like, hey, John McCain has an opportunity here. You know, he got diagnosed with brain cancer. He has an opportunity to come back to the Senate and, like, do a good thing, right? And rail against it and say, this is fucking terrible. We need to help people and be a human being. John McCain instead comes back and says, I'm going to vote for a motion to proceed, which allowed for the debate to continue in the Senate. Everybody freaked out.
Man, did we get some heat in the group for that? I'm glad we didn't record right then.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. John McCain, huh? Big hero, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we're like,
yeah, Jay and Andy. Well, I mean, we're just saying he could have.
Sorry, guys. So we had to eat.
And then
we had to eat half a crow on that.
Yeah. And then at like 1 in the morning, like you read our fucking minds. Like we said, John McCain, we know you're listening. That was a sweet movie pulled there. is literally at 1:15 a.m., I think.
Yeah.
They finally have their skinny repeal, whatever that was supposed to be.
No one knows.
The CBO scored what Rand Paul said about it.
Yeah, it was just like basically like a proto skinny repeal.
They had no text. It was what Rand Paul was saying it was. And they're like, all right, fucking score that, I guess.
Yeah, we got nothing. Who the fuck knows?
This is ridiculous. So yeah, so no one even knows what all would be in the skinny repeal. But so we should first and foremost, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski have been solid no's on every one of these. Every single one. They have just been in the firm no camp. Susan Collins is not at all in favor of getting rid of this stuff. Plus, she's going to be the governor. And but Lisa Murkowski actually like realizes what we talked about, that rural America is fucked if you go with any of these plans. And Alaska's pretty fucking rural.
Yeah, pretty goddamn rural. And it's funny because I'm glad that they were both no's, and I'm glad they stuck to their guns. Obviously Lisa Murkowski is, like you said, she's in a super rural state of Alaska, and it's not like, look, I'm sure the fucking opiate issue is massive there. Medicaid is helping a lot of people out up there, and that's all good. That being said, I'm going to need people to calm down on Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins. They still agree with 90% of the shitty policies coming out of the Republican Party. Oh, they stood with the Democrats and McCain stood with them, but nevertheless, they persisted. And all. Fuck off. They're still shitbag Republicans. There'd be shitbag Republicans on any other given Wednesday. They just happened to be in a situation that perhaps they could help their constituents. But what about all the other fucking times? So yeah, bravo to you. Here, you get a little fucking golf clap, but you're still a dirtbag piece of shit every other day. So don't ever fucking forget that. And don't think that Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski give a fuck about you. They don't. They absolutely don't. They give a shit about their own ass. That's what they care about.
So, we've talked about this before where there aren't really moderate Republicans anymore. There's just vulnerable Republicans.
Exactly.
But I think Susan Collins is like the only legit moderate Republican. The only one. But she's still a Republican.
Yeah, I'm... yeah, I don't want to say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The closest thing to a moderate they have.
She is. I'll give you that. Because I don't think she's. Okay. I don't think she's really a moderate. Like, what is she moderate on? On this healthcare issue, and really her moderation on healthcare has more to do with not wanting to destroy Planned Parenthood. That's really her moderation.
Yeah.
Like everything else, she'd be like, hell yeah. Good. Fuck them. I don't give a fuck about these poor people. That ain't my problem. So, like, I just don't. I am very leery about giving them any level of credit. But in this case, in this very isolated case, I will give them credit because they did stand tall against it. That being said,
yeah. We can't be so shitty as to not give Republicans credit when they do the right thing. And they did the right thing.
They did. They absolutely did.
And we will be happy to serve you a ration of shit when you fuck up later, but
which,
right now,
which will probably be in like a week
tomorrow. Yeah. But you done good this time, ladies. But so, the composition of the Senate is 52 Republicans, 46 Democrats, 2 independents who are really kind of,
yeah, they are.
And, so what they need is a 50-50 tie. So they brought Pence down there to break the tie from whatever he was doing at 1:15.
Jerking off to gay porn, but whatever.
He has his hands locked into cuffs to keep him from looking at the bad websites usually, but they brought him down to the Senate.
I'm not going to dinner with that woman, I can tell you that.
I don't want to go to the Senate. There's women there.
Gross. I'm scared. That Susan Collins has been looking at me, I can tell.
So we needed one more Republican, and like the drama queen that he is, Johnny Mac walks up, looks a smirking Mitch McConnell in the face, holds his hand off to the what do they call it?
I don't know, sergeant at arms or some shit like that. Whatever.
The person who jots down the votes. Somebody's yelling at me. And you do the politics show? Blah. Shut up.
Note professional note taker.
Yes. And dramatically gives it a thumbs down and walks off. And it was awesome.
Look, it was pretty great. I gotta tell you, that fucking meme of JR doing his sort of announcing the whole thing, like, my God, that's John. John, don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
Stone cold.
He just gives a fucking thumbs down. No.
I wish I had a high def close up of McConnell's face. Because the shot we have is pretty good, but just all of the joy draining from him is, he said no. Boo.
I hate all of this. I'm going to have a delicious apple later. I'll have my wife feed me a sliver of lettuce before I go into my little mason jar with holes punched into the top of it. fuck Mitch McConnell. I'm...
I really wanted to take away healthcare, but... I wanted to end the goddamn Obamacare, but nevertheless, it persisted.
How mad was he when he went home that night, dude? How mad was he? He had to have been furious. Like, he's probably yelling at his wife, shut up, I don't want to hear about any more transportation bullshit. Just leave me alone. Tired. I hate all of you.
Yes, that's all she talks about.
It's like subways.
Endlessly prattling on about cars and roads. Ugh, woman.
Have you heard about the Hyperloop? Yeah, I know. It's gonna change everything. Shut up. We're trying to ruin healthcare. Time for your fucking planes, trains, and automobiles spiel. Shut up. Quiet down.
You know they're putting a high-speed rail in through Central California. Shut up, woman!
Nobody cares.
I will send you back to Taiwan in a container ship!
By the way, does your brother have any more drugs he can bring over? I can pretend didn't fucking happen? Fuck you, Mitch McConnell. Yeah, that's true. Look that shit up. That entire family is corrupt. If I didn't know any better, I would swear Mitch McConnell's wife works for the Dark Army from fucking Mr. Robot. Get out of here. So
Elaine Chao is the most likable person in this administration.
She really is,
and she's connected to all kinds of drug smuggling.
Yeah, exactly. She's the best of them. That's how terrible it is. She's the best.
Yeah, well, drug smuggling's legit, dude. That's way better than some of this other shit.
Yeah. Well, more on that later. So I do wanna switch back a little bit and go back to Murkowski, because this is kind of an interesting thing, right? So Lisa Murkowski votes no, has been voting no on this for the last couple of times this has come up. And one of the things that was interesting is the day after the vote, the Secretary of the Interior threatened the governor of Alaska, saying that your state's future would be in question because of Murkowski's vote. Like, they literally tried to pull like mob rules and try to intimidate Alaska. Like, maybe you'll, I don't know what the implication is. Like, are you not going to get federal funding? Are you going to not be in the union? I don't understand what the fuck they're talking about, but it was a very awkward and very odd way to handle business. I just thought that was strange.
Yeah. Well, they're like a little close to Russia for them to go, yeah, we don't have your back anymore.
Yeah. That's not a good thing, guys. Like,
yeah, it's frightening. Yeah,
don't do that. Like that's
yeah,
a little
Putin
weird.
Wants it back and we're just going to let him have it. So fuck yourself.
Yeah. Like, wait, what? Hold on. Let's rethink this one just a tad, please. All right. Let's move on.
Why wouldn't they threaten Democrats? Why are they threatening their own people?
I think
it's so weird.
Well, I think they're much closer to getting Republicans on board, right? So if you only have to threaten like three Republicans to get it passed, that's easier than trying to threaten 48 Democrats. That being said, the Democrats aren't going to listen. Hey, we're going to take your fun in California. No, you're not. All right. Well, yeah, you got us. God damn it.
We give you way more money than you give us. How about we cut you off?
Yeah, exactly. You like avocados? We're done with that. Like, oh, shit.
That's my favorite thing when Trump was getting froggy with California and Jerry Brown just pointed out some numbers. Like, yeah, we give you a lot more than you give us in tax revenue, so you want to rethink that there, Scooter?
Yeah, like, I gotta go. I think I heard Melania calling me. I'm really busy. I'm sorry. I gotta get out of here.
The coastal states where the people live and the money is made, they're kind of propping up the rest of the country. You might not want to fuck with them.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, look, you take New York and California out of the equation, America's in a fucking, in a very deep hole of holy shit, what have we done? Like,
yeah,
make no
dude,
mistake.
Fucking Mississippi ain't doing shit for us.
No. Right, what is Mississippi? I mean, no offense. I'm sure Mississippi is a lovely state. I don't really believe
no, it's
that.
Not.
I don't really.
And they don't have the internet, so they're not listening to this.
No one in Mississippi has a podcast. But
they're all on AOL dial-up over there. They can't listen to podcasts.
They're like, holy shit, have you guys seen these JPEGs? Is that what they're called? Wow. I'm sure there are lovely people in Mississippi, but make no mistake, you are sucking at the teat of the government far, far more. You are a drain as a state. You are a far larger drain on the government than any blue state ever will be. That's a fact. Because you are at the bottom. And that, look, some of that's your fault, some of it's not your fault, right? Like, some of it is because you guys reject educating your kids properly and building up infrastructure, and some of it is our fault, you know, from, you know, stealing away any talent and having them move to fucking other states. I mean, that's just true. Moving on from there, look,
it's
guys,
I know a really smart dude from Mississippi, and he got hired away to Vancouver.
Yep, so see? That's what happened.
That happens.
It literally does happen. All right, look, this next story, guys. I don't know, all right? I don't know what's happening. I think the country needs a reset. I think we need a clean slate on the entire democracy. I think it's over. Communications director and the live action walking talking version of a shark skin suit, Anthony Scaramucci, decided to call Ryan Leza, who is a writer for The New Yorker. And I don't know if he was on a coke bender or a alcohol bender, but he was on a bender of some kind. And he decided that he was not going to ask to be off the record, which is a precarious thing to do if you are the director of communications for the fucking White House and you're going to say some pretty outlandish shit.
He was basically Henry Hill driving around town in Goodfellas with the helicopter chasing him. Like levels of fucked up during this call.
Why would you do that? Why would you get rid of it? Why? That's our only.
That was all the money we had, Karen.
Anthony Scaramucci might be the greatest thing to ever happen to politics, and he didn't even last very long. But more on that later. More on that later. I
what
swear
a week, bro.
What a fucking week. So, yeah, so this
let's
was
go
the
back
biggest
to when
story.
He was still fucking employed and talk about.
So on Wednesday night, Anthony Scaramucci decides, "All right, I'm going to call this guy Ryan Leza from the New Yorker, and I'm going to tell him like, "Hey, I've been on the job a couple of days. Let me tell you what it's like." Right? And he's like, "There's so many things in this fucking article that are insane." So he calls and he's like, "Look, basically he makes the accusation that he knows who the leakers are. inside the White House. He's like, hey, bada bing. I totally fucking know. And me and my crew, we're going to fucking fire a couple of these guys. We're from fucking Long Island. This is what we do. You know, and he's like, he is a fucking giant pizza bullies fucking Sbarro stereotype. And this guy,
when I find a fucking leakers, eh?
He's like, he says, I'm gonna kill all the leakers. He's like, Reince is a leaker, which by the way, might actually be true, which is kind of funny to me.
We've heard about that. You know, Reince leaks to like traditional Republican, you know, the normal
outlets,
old-fashioned Republican publications like National Review and shit, and Steve Bannon throws out shit to Breitbart, and this fight has just been going on forever.
Yeah, and that look, that I don't even have a problem with that. That's fine. So he goes on and he's like talking about Reince Priebus, who he apparently hates. He hates Reince Priebus, and says like, look, this guy is the fucking worst, you know, this guy is a leaker and all this other shit. Then he proceeds to talk about Steve Bannon. And if you haven't done yourself a favor, go and watch compilations of the news trying to tell this story, which I'm about to give quotes from. It is one of the most hilarious things, because we can obviously say whatever we want, but watching like Bob Schieffer and people like that talk about this is just the funniest thing of all time. He says, quote, I'm not Steve Bannon. I'm not trying to suck my own cock. I'm not trying to build my own brand off the fucking strength of the president. I'm here to serve the country. One, I do believe Steve Bannon is the type of guy who has tried at some point to suck his own cock. Fact.
Sure.
I mean, why not? Like, who's fucking that guy? Nobody. No one's touching Steve Bannon's cock ever. Gross.
Hickory dickory dock. Steve Bannon tried to suck his own cock. Oh!
I saw someone was like, I'm glad Scaramucci's gone because now he can go back to being Andrew Dice Clay's hype man.
Oh, damn.
It's fucking hilarious. Look.
Anthony Dice Scaramucci.
Hey guys, it's me. Like, I saw a talk that CNN and MSNBC were interested in like getting Scaramucci on, like, to be a show host. I was like,
oh fuck,
fuck off! What are you, insane? This guy just got he just got fired for saying that Steve Bannon wants to suck his own cock off the record, or excuse me, on the record. What do you think he's going to say about Rachel Maddow or Jake Tapper when he gets a chance? I'm not saying fucking Don Lemon is a gay or anything, but that guy, I mean, he probably liked to suck. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Give me a new suit. Hey, like, fuck off. Don't hire that guy. Don't fucking hire that guy. He's ridiculous.
I don't know this for certain, but I am sure that at some point in his life, Anthony Scaramucci owned an IROC-Z. I just know that.
There's no way that's not true. There's no way it's not true. There's no way. I was in the middle of photoshopping an image, but I almost want to photoshop an image of Anthony Scaramucci seated in a fucking IROC-Z. Oh man.
Oh, hey.
Hey, I don't know if you've ever been in a fucking classic car, but yeah, I just got my fucking IROC out of the shop. I'm just saying, you and me, we go down the fucking rails, bada bing, I get a little of the gabagool, and then later maybe I get a little of the gabagool. You know what I'm saying?
What say you and me go down to Coney Island, huh? I know a guy.
I know a guy. I'll take you on the Ferris wheel, and then maybe something happened. I don't know.
I got half price on all the rides. Maybe. I got connections.
maybe we go in the tunnel of love. You touch a little Scaramucci. A little bit, a little bit. maybe you do. I don't know.
It's up to you. I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do. Look, I'm not here to put. I'm not here to break your balls. Like you're just a broad. You don't even have balls, right? I mean, especially not like those. Especially not like those broads who we're gonna fucking kick out of the military. Am I right? I mean, I never served. I mean, I'm a fucking pussy. But you know those people. I mean, you know. I mean, it's just not. Yeah, it's just not right. It's just not right.
I don't. Dicks with dicks, dudes with vaginas. I can't keep it all straight. We gotta get them out of there. Hey, oh, huh?
I mean, I jerk off to them, but you know, like that's a different story. That's a different story. That's why I joined this administration because I'm a deplorable piece of shit. That's all I'm saying. The funny thing is, as we're making fun of that, he's actually not a guy who's against LGBT rights, which is the fucking irony of it all, right? That you would join these pieces of shit. But. So he says all this, and of course, he doesn't come out and deny it once this hits the news, right? Because he can't. And so there's this massive fallout.
I said it. What are you going to do about it?
You think I'm going to fucking back down? Look, I watched all 7 seasons or 8 seasons of fucking Sopranos. I know how to handle this shit. You don't fucking back down. So then, after all of this shit, after all of this blow up, and all the shit he's talking about, talking on Reince Priebus gets fired from chief of staff. But he doesn't get fired in the traditional way. Reince Priebus literally gets replaced via a tweet by Trump, who Trump doesn't say, I've gotten rid of Reince Priebus. He just says, General John F. Kelly is my new chief of staff. Implication, I have fired Reince Priebus.
Reince got abandoned on an airport tarmac.
Yeah, he just fucking...
After riding on a plane the whole time with Trump, and apparently not being told he was fired, and then left on an airport tarmac.
So let me give a little bit more detail to this story, because it's actually pretty hilarious. They literally were in a car. It was Bannon, Priebus, and Scaramucci, and I think Jared... We're in an SUV on the tarmac.
Miller, that fucking creep.
Yeah, and Miller, who was probably like, oh, is there any bugs I can eat under the seat? fucking crucia. And so they all find out.
I just really don't think that we should speak Spanish in the classroom, man. It's weird.
Monica fucking racist.
Dude, have you heard him talk?
Yeah.
He sounds so California. He's like, I don't know, man. I'm just really not into this whole like brown people thing, man.
It's fucking weird, bro. It's fucking weird. Does anybody have
You'll
any?
Get some Chipotle, but from white people, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I you know it's not a big deal. You know, it's fine. I mean, I just think they're lower class people. By the way, is there a taco truck around here? I don't know, man. I mean, I just really could go for a couple of churros. Like, fuck you, dude. So they're all sitting in their car. What I assume is they all have their hand on that like glowing orb from Saudi Arabia. Right? And so they're all sitting in the SUV.
I can feel the power coursing through my veins, huh?
Is this what it's like? It's fucking great.
I give my my soul over to you, Dark Lord, huh? Hey, oh.
I have to imagine Steve Bannon sitting across from Anthony Scaramucci going, would anyone care if I just put a knife in this guy's chest right now? Like, I wonder if they care. They probably wouldn't. So they're sitting in the SUV on the tarmac. They all find out that Reince is fired, right? I guess they see Trump's tweet or something, right? They all get out of the SUV. Reince included, and then all of them except for Reince get into another SUV and drive the fuck off. They're like, hey, let's all get out. And he's like, all right, cool. And then they're like, no, you can't get in this new van. You can't sit here. And then they just fucking bailed. And they left this dude, this poor, lonely piece of shit on the tarmac alone. # sad Reince Priebus. So... I guess my question is there a more unprofessional way to fire someone than to tweet about it, and then you and your fucking mean girls get out of your SUV and leave another adult on the tarmac.
It's amazing. After all the capitulation that Reince Priebus did, like, it's arguable that none of this happens without him, right?
Yep.
If he didn't just, like, bend over and let Trump have his way with the Republican Party.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. And look, there's part of me that is enjoying this because no one deserves to get screwed over more than Reince Priebus.
But he's also probably the most moderate person on that team, which sucks that he's gone.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the real problem, right? Is you've got a bunch of lunatics, sort of running things. More on that later. But it's super interesting that they canned him in the way that they did. I mean, the talk was that Reince Priebus has been like sort of on the outs for weeks and months. Trump just openly talks about this guy, like how he just can't get anything done and he's a real failure and he's so weak and all this other shit. And I'm thinking to myself, he's weak. You haven't gotten anything done on your own. What the fuck are you talking about? What is stopping you from getting things done? Oh, right. You don't do anything. So I didn't understand that.
But yeah, so go home and think about what you've done, Reince. Of note, not that anything will ever come of this because he's a spineless bitch, but he didn't sign a non-disclosure agreement.
No, he did not.
He could write that tell-all.
And he should. And he should.
He should. Dude, cash in.
Are we really pretending that people are going to hire Reince Priebus after this? Like, no one's going
to. Not to do anything of importance. Yeah. Make some money. Go write that book.
Yeah.
You have an opportunity right now. You and Spicer can go cash in right now. You can make a gajillion dollars and never have to work another day in your life.
Yeah. And you know, look.
Who's not buying that book? I'd buy that book and I hate those motherfuckers.
Oh, I am fine with giving them money in order for that to happen. You goddamn right. So good, dude. So good.
I will pre-order Cucked by Reince Priebus right now.
Just with his big, stupid face right on the cover. Cucked again, the story of Reince Priebus and how the president made him come into his office. This story is not a joke or an exaggeration. The president called him into the office one time, the chief of fucking staff for the United States president, to swat and kill a fly in the Oval Office. He literally made him do that. Come into my office, you bitch. Now kill that fly. Dude, have any level of dignity. Any level of dignity. If the president said that, I'd be like, I'll call someone downstairs to do that. No.
Get fucked, Don.
Yeah. Suck my dick from the back. Get the fuck out of here. Like, no. No. Fuck you. Like, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Like, dude, I worked my entire... Like, this guy has worked his entire life selling his soul to the devil and doing all the piece of shit things that he's had to do in his career. And he gets all the way to the top of the heap, and he's up there with a fucking fly swatter in the middle of the Oval Office. Get out of my face. No. He's fire me, asshole.
Literally the guy, like we said, after 2012, who commissioned the autopsy and everything wrong with the Republican Party and how they can fix it. And he was the one pushing for, all right, we need to lay off the immigration thing, and we need to start reaching out to these conservative Latinos and try to build a multicultural base of people with conservative beliefs of all races. Because as we've said, there's conservative Latinos, there's conservative Black folks, there's Muslims are conservative as fuck. You could get all of them if you just weren't so fucking shitty and racist.
Yeah, but like,
then bent over, dropped his pants, and pulled his butt apart for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
the most blatantly fucking, you know, racist, Islamophobic, fucking, whatever. all of the things that he had said we need to get away from.
Yeah, well,
Never mind. We just want to win.
Yep, and that's all that matters. Now, I will say this. I do want to go back to Scaramucci for a second. There is someone in the Scaramucci story that I respect more than I respect anybody.
Mrs. Scaramucci?
That is correct. shout out to Mrs. Scaramucci, who filed for divorce this week because she said that little Tony just is doing a naked political move, and that she hates Trump so much that she doesn't respect him at all, that she's not going to be married to a guy who works for him.
She missed the birth of their child.
Yeah, she's not. She was 9 months pregnant a couple of days ago.
To go be with Trump. And he texted her, congratulations.
No, that's not what he said. Congratulations. I'll pray for our child. What? Yo, if I was Barack Obama's body man and my wife was pregnant and I'm like, look, Barry, I gotta go because my wife is about to give birth. I gotta bounce, dog. Like, if he was like, no, like, I quit. Fuck you, dude. It's the birth of my child. You only get one chance at that. You can metaphorically suck Donald Trump's dick all the time. Or at least for the next 10 days. Yeah, I think that story...
More accurately, I'll pay for my child. And yes, you will.
Oh.
Lots and lots and lots of money.
Yo, yeah, dude. Look.
I'm gonna have to sell my IROC. Oh, she's got me by the gabagagoods.
Here's who's not Italian. Andy. Worst fake Italian word ever. She's got me by the fucking pasta primavera.
Grinder.
Oh,
this really got me by the pasta fagioli. Oh, hey.
This guy sucks, man. He really does suck. God, I'm gonna miss him. So Priebus gets fired.
Look, there are not that many like racial or cultural stereotypes that it's totally cool to make fun of. But for some reason, Italians on the board.
Oh, yeah, dude. Look, there's a lot of you. Two, you've done fine for yourselves. Three, you're getting these fucking jokes. Fuck that. Right? You're getting it. Look, if Trump, for some bizarre reason, hired like an Indian guy, I'd be like, I can't do it. I can't allow this. Like, I'd make one or two jokes, but like, that's it. Can't allow it.
Notice we didn't give Elaine Chao a stereotypical Chinese accent.
Right. No, we're not. We're going to give fucking Mitch McConnell a stereotypical, you know, white Southern accent.
Oh, fuck the, yeah, white Southerners get, yeah, no way.
Yeah.
I am never giving that up, ever.
Hey, man, that's not right. We've got, you know, we've got, you know, nuance in our language. Yeah, 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 whatever, Jim Bob. Can't fucking hear you. Woo, get the beer out the truck. I don't give a shit. Fuck off.
There could literally be like a horrible genocide of white Southerners, and I'm still doing that impression.
No, man, I'm not letting that one go. Fuck you. Fuck off. You guys love rebel flags and slavery way too much for me to give that one up. Nah, fuck that. Nah. You're gonna get these jokes for the rest of your lives. Which is probably not very long considering that old middle-aged white men just keep offing themselves. just saying. True fact stated. Just saying. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. You guys really have
I can't afford my OxyContin.
Bam. Gotta go.
Bam. Kill myself with readily available guns.
Overly readily available guns. The plethora of weaponry.
I have ammo, but I can't afford a house payment.
Exactly. Hey, Bubba, maybe trade. Just trade. It's fine. It's okay. So
maybe just a little fewer guns and pills, and I don't know, move.
Move to a real city. Real city with real people. Woo! So
what do you mean, like Birmingham? No.
I live in a real city. They don't have two Walmarts. They got a super Walmart. That one's got groceries inside. I bet you ain't got that in the fucking New York, huh? Do you? I don't think so, buddy. No, you don't.
Are you making fun of my town now?
Yes. Do you guys have a super Walmart?
Oh, fuck yeah, we do.
See, that's the thing.
Woo!
Like, that's the great thing about making fun of that. You live there. So it's
yeah, not, I do.
I'm covered. Yeah. Like, look, some of my best friends are white Midwesterners.
Yeah, I'm making fun of my fucking neighbors.
It's fine. So
gotta drive two hours if we want to go to a Target.
Jesus Christ, that's fucking sad. So John F. Kelly replaced Reince Priebus as chief of staff. This is he's a general. He was Secretary of Homeland Security. He was moved over to take over this position. Now, here's what's interesting. This is just me saying this. This is not anyone else saying it, but I find it interesting. McMaster, General McMaster, General John Kelly, and
Mad Dog,
and General Mad Dog Mattis are all now in three very high positions. In a way,
civilian positions.
What's that? In civilian positions.
Traditionally civilian positions. Yeah.
Right. What's a little scary to me is that feels like a bloodless coup d'etat. And it's a bloodless coup d'etat based on the Voltron of fuckery that is the Trump White House. Mm-hmm. And that's a little scary considering that we have military issues sparking off in North Korea. We have military issues sparking off in Venezuela, which we'll talk about later. And also the issues with ISIS. Like, these guys are all in controlling positions of controlling the narrative that goes to the president and controlling the narrative that affects the military. This is very dangerous because there are no civilians between them and the president. And that's a real fucking problem.
Yeah. And yet, I still trust all of those guys more than I do any of the Breitbart fucks that are.
That is correct, by the way.
Like, under normal circumstances, this would be a problem. But I don't know. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's a junta, but it's a preferred junta. Like, is that the proper phrase? Like, that's terrifying, but it is kind of a preferred junta. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, if for whatever reason a bunch of Marines run in and choke out everybody above Mad Dog in the line of succession, I'm gonna be like, yeah, you know, that's better.
I mean, it's fine, but like. It's fine. It's fine in times of civility. What fear I have is that if we get into a situation that it is not a civil time, where we have to do like a significant military incursion, these three guys are going to be gung-ho about military action and nothing else. And that is fucking terrifying.
For sure. Now, guys like Mad Dog are... weirdly, he's not as nuts as like a guy like Flynn, right? Like Flynn just woke up every morning going, "Oh, we gotta go to war with Iran."
Oh, and, yeah, you know, no, he wants to kill everybody.
Yeah, and Mattis and Kelly McMaster, these are not those type of guys, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's I don't know, man. It's a little fucking scary. Like I gotta say, it's a little terrifying.
Yeah, I don't know. Given the options, I'd rather go with the military guys. But yes, that's also a bit of a concern. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. So, next up,
like McMaster and Mattis were the guys saying, "Hey, that Muslim ban's fucking dumb."
Yeah, I mean, like they're not crazy. Like that's the thing, is they're not crazy guys. They're smart guys, and they might be able to stop like the domestic craziness. But when it comes to foreign policy craziness, when it calls for military action, these guys might be the worst people to have there. You need fucking civilians to go, don't fucking do that. Like, that seems like a bad move, guys.
Yeah, they're hammers.
Yeah, they're hammers. Right, exactly. And you do not want the world to look like a bunch of fucking nails. That is not good. Look, story of the day, man. Story of the week. My boy, your friend of the pod, Anthony Scaramucci, he got fucking fired for just telling it like it is. Look, just because I said Steve Bannon likes to suck his own fucking cock, that's not a reason to get me fired. That should be a reason for him to get fired, because, I mean, this guy's spending more time doing gymnast shit than he is writing legislation to make sure that black people are treated like shit, which is what I support. That's why I'm fucking here. That's why my wife left me and she took my fucking 9-second-year-old son, because she doesn't give a shit and she doesn't want him to turn out like a gabagool like his father. Like, I just fucked up.
Jay, weirdly, more Italian than me.
Yeah, it turns out. I've been working on this accent for days, and then this happened, and all I could do was practice while I was driving home like a crazy person in my car. And I don't have tinted windows, so so it was just me being a lunatic, and I just didn't care.
Oh,
yeah.
The Moors or whatever. Or like,
the Moops? The answer is the fucking Moops. So he gets fired. The talk is April Ryan, who's in the press corps, the White House press corps, she tweeted out that apparently the talk was that when General John Kelly came on as chief of staff, he was fucking Scaramucci's like, I don't report to you. And John Kelly was like, yes, you do, or you're fired. And so Scaramucci is fired. Hey, I don't fucking report to you.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I am not going to fucking report to you.
Ryan's Priebe's guy. Okay, we're replacing him with John Kelly. Oh, cool. Now, feels good. Glad to be here. Hey, you're fucking fired, by the way.
Yeah. I kind of love that, though. Like, Scaramucci comes in, definitely helps to get Ryan's Priebe's fired. Ryan's Priebe's is probably like, he's doing his fucking sad, you know, his sad walking through town, kicking rocks, looking down fucking move. He gets a phone call like, dude, Scaramucci just got fired. He's probably dancing in the fucking streets. That's hilarious.
Rance Priebus is walking down the side of the road with his thumb out while the sad Hulk music plays.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Dun, 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 dun.
I hate everything, and I hate all of you guys.
There's so many people quit and or fired in the last week.
Yeah, look, okay. I gotta play this game. I have to. Who's the next person to get canned or quit?
Rex.
Yeah, thank you. That's why we're friends.
Well, hang on. Rex is the next to quit. Sessions is the next to get fired.
All right, that's fair. I meant either or, but I think Tillerson is the next gone.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be in this fucking clown show. He just wants to go drink oil.
Just, guys, all I wanted to do was drink oil. Can I please just fucking do that? Like, that's all I want. That's all I want. It's all I've ever wanted.
It turns out that none of you are oil, and all I love in this world is oil.
It turns out none of you are oil. That's fucking hilarious. And it's fucking true.
I put fucking oil in my hair. Oh!
I look.
What about olive oil? I like that. In my pasta primavera. Hey, oh.
Oh man. People message and said all they wanted was a bunch of Anthony Scaramucci impressions. Well, you're fucking welcome. That's what we do here.
We might not get, I mean, there's rumors he might get moved to somewhere else, which would be amazing, but this might be the last we get a mooch. So.
No. They confirm that he is not in the White House anymore. Period. He's gone.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, that's sad. To me, from a comedic standpoint, it truly, truly, truly is. But from a, hey, the country really is on fire perspective, yeah, it's probably for the best.
How is fucking Steve Bannon bulletproof, by the way?
Because of Breitbart. Because if he leaves, Breitbart fucking revolts.
Everybody he clashes with ends up getting canned.
Yep. Everybody. It's amazing. It's amazing. I don't fucking get it. But yeah, apparently.
Well, that liver's bulletproof too. Like, amazing.
Yeah, no fucking kidding.
And apparently he's limber for a fat man.
Very, very limber. Gross. Disgusting. It's disgusting. Just gross gin soaked body.
The only way that cock is going in any mouth is if he pulls it off.
Gross.
Is if he somehow fucking DDP yogas his way into sucking his own cock. There's no other way in the world that penis touches a mouth. Unless the person is dead. And he's such a piece of shit, I wouldn't put it past him.
There's no way that he doesn't smell and or taste like cheap beef eater's gin. Like, there's no way. There's not.
Sweating beef eaters.
Yeah, absolutely. Beef, cheap beef jerky and beef eater's gin. I guarantee it. Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah.
On more than one occasion.
Oh, yeah.
At least twice, Steve Bannon has had to be woken up and kicked out of the drive-thru at Taco Bell, where he passed out in his car. I'm sure of it.
Look, again, I don't know many things, but that is correct. That has to be correct. Yeah. It has to be. Like, I refuse to believe that it's anything else.
Some poor minimum wage schmuck has to go wake this animal up. Sir, you're holding up the line, sir.
Ah, Jews!
I used to work for the president, goddammit! By the way, did I ever mention how, Adolf Hitler wasn't necessarily wrong about a lot of things? I'm just saying. So he gets fired. So let's move into feedback responses, because these are wonderful, and I love our fans so much. And we haven't read one in a couple weeks, so we have two today. This one is from Matthew. He says,
feedback at lookforwardshow.com, by the way.
That's correct. Title is Mooch to Do About Nothing. Very clever, thank you. 10 days, huh? I personally wouldn't have ditched my wife in labor to hang out with Trump in West Virginia, but I've never been press secretary either. Hope it works out for him. On a serious note, North Korea seems to be increasing their nuclear test. Oh my, George W. Bush? Jesus. and no one seems to know what to do. I'd be worried even with a competent president. Can't go to war. Even a pre-nuclear North Korea could have still destroyed Seoul. Now they can hit mainland U.S. Can't negotiate. The regime knows the longer they draw this out, the stronger their hand gets, and sanctions might incite them to strike first. We already have sanctions. Like, that doesn't really fucking matter. They don't have anything. What are we sanctioning the dirt they got? Like, they don't have anything.
Their only natural resource that they really make in abundance
is slaves.
Coal. And slaves. Coal and slaves.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all right.
You said, we obviously aren't using very much coal, and slavery is illegal as of recording time.
As of recording time. Not quite sure, maybe. The ICBM has given them a lot of leverage, and like it or not, having a nuclear program makes North Korea a major player on the world stage. Worst case scenario, dictators around the world go into an arms race to shore up their regimes. Maybe we just open borders. If we can't disarm them, integrate them into the world community. Thanks for reading. Appreciate the show. Yeah, look, I agree with all of that, right? We are in a situation now that is fucked because they do have nukes. They now apparently have an ICBM that can reach the largely Midwest and West Coast. Honestly, and this is going to sound really fucked up, the only way, and I don't think Trump is capable of doing this, the only way that we fix this, and it's a dangerous gamble, the only way you fix this is to get spies in North Korea, seed a revolution with the generals, and murder the president. That's it. There's no way out of this that a lot of people don't get killed. There's just not at this point. There's not. Seed dissent. Hope that the generals have been tired of languishing under this fucking kid. Hope they pull a military coup d'etat and fucking put a bullet in his head and open the border up between North and South Korea and make, you don't have to make them, you don't have to reunite the countries, but make it open so that people can, you know, live. That's the only way to do it. You need an industrial, you need a general or generals who want power, but don't want power from a dictator's perspective. They want power as in, I get to be president of this place, but it's going to be open and free. That's what you need.
I'm wondering, because the new president of South Korea, as we said, is probably pretty sympathetic, since he's the child of North Korean refugees.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. So I think you'd get him on board.
Yeah. I just don't know how you do it.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah. No. Yeah, it's a horrifying situation, because any move you make, they destroy Seoul.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, it's... I don't know, man. It's really fucked. Like, I even hate talking about it just because it's just like such a no-win scenario. It's the thought of like 30,000 people just being murdered is just fucked. It's just really fucked. So I don't know. Yeah, look, man,
and,
Matthew,
but I know
you're absolutely right,
know,
but it's rough.
Donald Trump.
Wait, say it again.
I know who doesn't have the solution is Donald Trump.
Oh,
he's a fucking moron.
No, he has
no
solution.
To make whatever's going on, he's going to make it worse.
Oh, 100%. Without a doubt, he would make it 1,000 times worse. I mean, he tweeted out earlier this week that China could have easily solved this, but months ago when you met with the Chinese president, you talked about the history of North Korea because you didn't understand any of it, and you realized how hard
the most delicious piece of chocolate cake.
Yeah, look at it. It's amazing.
And President Xi was like, it's a good thing that you fired missiles. You're such a great president.
And you have a huge penis. Did I mention that? That's what I said. As a Chinese president. Like, all right. but yeah, I don't know what the solutions are, but I don't think there are any really good ones. Yeah. Next up, Tiara sends in a feedback email with the title "Yes." Hi, Andy and Jay. It feels great to leave.
Hi, Tiara.
Hi, everybody. It feels great to leave feedback again. Are you tired of this winning? The Trump administration continues to be a disaster. Sad. If you talk to a supporter, the only thing they can talk about is beating Hillary, but won't talk about the legislative and other L's, losses, this administration has taken. I don't know how this administration has control over Congress and the executive branch, owns the Republican Party, and still can't get Mexico to pay for a border wall, repeal the ACA, golf clap to John McCain, completely enforce the travel ban. So much winning. I asked this question in the group. You can go to lookforwardshow.com/fans for that group. But would like to get an answer to this question. When do you think Trump will call out Mitch McConnell, Mitch McConnell by name on Twitter and call him weak? How do you think Mitch would respond? Personally, I think Mitch simply tolerates him and wouldn't hesitate to orchestrate the end of his presidency if necessary. He probably would have started already if Pence weren't involved in the Russian investigation. Can't wait to hear the episode. P.S. I really look forward to the I really want a look forward Pod Save America mashup. Look forward to Pod Save hashtag look forward to Pod Save America. Yeah, that would be really cool. And I would definitely have those guys on if they ever wanted to run in the slums that is our show.
Yeah, we'll fit them into the schedule.
If we're not too busy talking to them. Right.
I will quit my job if I'm working that day. Yeah.
Oh, really? They want to do it? Holy shit. All right.
I'm calling in dead.
Yeah. What happened? I'm really fucking busy. All the time. What are your thoughts?
He will suck his little turtle head back into his shell and disappear. As usual.
I think that's absolutely
anticipating
true.
That Mitch McConnell's going to have balls on this? No.
No, I don't think he has the balls to stand up to Trump, at least not in the not in the public. He might do it like behind his back and like, "Oh, fuck this guy."
You know what? What if he fucked with his family? What if Trump gets pissed at McConnell and fires Elaine Chao?
Ooh.
To send a message.
I feel like he'd be petty enough to do that.
Oh, I know Trump would be. But is McConnell going to, like, actually stand up for his own wife at that
point? No. No, he wouldn't. No. I mean, he's got a hard shell, but he doesn't have a fucking backbone.
I'll fucking get you and beat you, son of a bitch.
Nobody fires my firecracker of a wife. Lives to tell the tale.
But he fucks with my beautiful cocaine cowboy wife.
Look, my brother-in-law said, I don't think so. I don't think he'd stand up for his wife. I don't think he'd stand up to being called weak. I think he'd just be like, well, I mean, that's the president's. That's the president's opinion. It's much like the Bobby Brown song. It is his prerogative. But I do believe that we are here to kill health care for all those poor schmucks in this country who still vote for me. I think
that
McConnell is a political animal in a lot of ways. And that's not just referencing his turtle-like looks, but I think that he is one of those type of guys that's like he is hard focused on his agenda. I don't think he ever lets himself get swayed on anything except for doing what he sets out to do. So I don't think he'd be put off track by Trump calling a bunch of bullshit, which is the opposite of Trump, right? Trump could be working on something, and you're like, "Hey, you got small hands," and he's like, fuck that. We need to dedicate $50 million to an ad campaign to show why my hands are huge. Like, he will divert attention where I don't think, and I think that's why McConnell has been so successful over his career, is I think he can be hardline focused on things and just never budge on it and just like ignore all the extraneous nonsense. So,
yeah, slow and steady wins the race. You know?
Yeah. I mean, ironically, I mean, that's kind of what he does. I mean, literally, he is like racing Donald Trump to the end of their careers, and Donald Trump is the hare, right? Like that's a fact. God, I just had another fucking Photoshop idea. So good.
Really curious which one's going to be the cover image.
I sent you my second idea, which is pretty good, by the way. I'm sure you're going to burst out laughing here in just a second. So let's move into foreign policy this week. Bill Browder. There you go. I'm actually pretty proud of that one. It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's so natural. It's so natural. Bill Browder.
Yeah? Oh.
God damn. Oh, man. I got to watch that. Next up, Bill Browder, who was a investment banker, who is an investment banker, whose attorney, Sergei Magnitsky, who is the namesake for the Magnitsky Act, who was killed, went and testified in front of Congress today. Now, a lot of this, and this was like a pretty explosive testimony, but because of the whole Scaramucci getting fired thing, people were really concentrating on that. Which, look, to our, you know, to our fault, we did too, because it's fucking hilarious. So I make no apologies for that. But this Bill Browder thing is a big deal. Apparently Browder, when he was in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee today, he was quoted as saying, "There are approximately 10,000 officials in Russia working for Putin who are given instructions to kill, torture, kidnap, extort money from people, and seize their property." So he says, before the Magnitsky Act, Putin could guarantee them impunity and this system of illegal wealth accumulation worked smoothly. However, after the passage of that act, Putin's guarantee disappeared. He also goes on to say that apparently a lot of Putin's money, a lot of his like laundered money, because apparently he says that Putin could be worth as much as $200 billion. That's insane. I think Bill Gates, who is the richest man in the world, is worth like $90
billion. Yeah. Putin could be, and then who is it? The Walmart family. They're collectively worth like a half a trillion dollars or some shit.
Yeah, and Jeff Bezos from Amazon was the richest man in the world a couple of days ago, like for a day, and he's worth like 90 something billion.
Right. So Putin could be the richest individual in the world on a $100,000 a year salary.
Yep. a lot of really good investments.
Yeah, a lot of those paid off, I guess.
Yeah. Buying that Walmart stock early on. Woo, man, I tell you. But Browder goes on.
Initial public offering of Walmart stock.
Fucking nailed it.
Just played the market really smart.
Look, the guy's just brilliant. Like, you can't hate the guy. But he does talk about how Putin has a lot of his laundered money in the West. So these sanctions, the Magnitsky Act sanctions, literally are the blockade between him having all this money that is his. I mean, it's by ill-gotten gains, obviously, but that's one of the reasons why they're pushing so hard to get those sanctions dropped, which is really interesting. Also, at the same time, he can't pay all these oligarchs that he promised all this money because of the same Magnitsky Act, which I'm having a really hard time saying that word. So, yeah, it was a pretty explosive bit of news today. And it shouldn't really go without understanding what's happening. But it's pretty nuts, man. It's pretty nuts. $200 billion. That's insane.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Why would you still be the shitty president of Russia? Why wouldn't you just go be a billionaire somewhere?
Because power. That's it.
Yeah.
Because power. Me? After I siphoned off $100 billion, I'm like, I'm done. I'm good. Guys, I don't really need $200 billion. You know what? I'm probably okay with $1 billion, by the way.
Yeah, $1 billion. You would never see me again.
Yeah. No, I'm gone. But I have to imagine he has to.
I would be in an undisclosed location doing this podcast, so probably doing the exact same thing I am now.
Yeah. I mean, you literally live in a place that's slightly undisclosed anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's
my beautiful home of parts unknown, Nevada.
Yeah, I mean, it's undisclosed, like, not because you want it to be, but because no one cares. Like, fuck it, who cares? That is dirt. Don't go there. Don't turn down that road.
It's nice to know that if I piss somebody off, they can't find me to kill me.
Hey, man, send me your address. I'm going to go over there and kick your ass. Really? Okay, here it is. Come on over. Ah, fuck that.
My official address is a P.O. box.
Ha! Sucker. Nailed it.
And you can't even fly to the town I live in.
Jesus fucking Christ. That is pathetic.
I should be way more inflammatory.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want, man. You can say whatever.
Ratchet it up.
Easy.
You're findable.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't talk too much shit. People will come for me. Yeah. Next up, the United States is doing sanctions on specifically Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who just was elected in Venezuela during a sham bullshit election. And look, normally I would be like, yeah, all right, that seems reasonable. But at the same time, Trump just finished praising Erdogan for doing the same thing in Turkey. So what's the difference?
Erdogan's his buddy, and he... Oh, I got it. He has Trump properties there.
Bingo.
There's no Trump Tower Venezuela.
No, not yet. Not yet, but there will be, I'm sure. Listening to Mnuchin announce these sanctions kind of made me laugh, because isn't that something that the Secretary of State would normally do? Not the Treasury Secretary? They're like, we can't find Big Tilly. He didn't come into work today, so I guess we're doing it. That dude's not coming back. He's not coming back.
He's busy recording his album Big Tilly Style.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. The notorious OIL. Again, these Photoshop ideas are just floating into my brain. I cannot imagine a scenario where Rex Tillerson comes back from his vacation. I gotta imagine he's looking at the news like, man, I really like this crude oil bath is reinvigorating. Like, I cannot imagine.
He has a hot tub filled with crude oil.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I also imagine that Rex Tillerson, I mean, he's a larger guy, so I imagine he's got an oil derrick tattooed on his back, or like on a forearm, like a badass. Like, I just don't doubt it, man. It'd be hilarious. Yeah, he's not coming back, guys. Like, if you're familiar with The Sopranos, we've made a lot of fun of Italians here. Big Pussy ain't coming back from that boat ride. All right, like, he's not coming back. Like, it's just not happening. It's not.
He's gone. He's gone. There's nothing we can do about.
He's sleeping with the fishes. I mean, literally, he's on a fucking fishing boat sleeping. He's on fucking vacation. This guy's never coming back.
Offshore drilling rig.
That's where he does his vacation time. He plays a roughneck during his vacation time. He's like, I just want to be right there with the oil, man. I just really do. That's just what I want to do. I would say that there's more in This Week in Stupid, but again, that was all in domestic politics.
I think we did it.
Yeah, that's it, everybody. Holy shit! So okay, all right. Prediction time. We're saying Rex Tillerson is first to quit.
He's the next to quit. Sessions is the next to get fired.
Sessions
is
next to get fired. By the way, in this the prediction game, Sessions being moved to Homeland Security is Sessions being fired. Okay, I just want to state that for the record. Don't be like, oh, will he move?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
If he moves to Homeland Security, because that's the talk as Secretary of Homeland Security, that's him being fired from that position. Because there is a very specific reason to move him.
If you get moved from assistant manager to work in the fry basket, you don't go, well, it was a lateral move, really. I mean, it's just my expertise was needed on fries. No.
Nah, fuck that.
No.
Lies. Yeah, your expertise was not needed on fries. Get out of here. So, yeah, I think that's true. What's the big scandal next week? Before the show airs next week. Come on, dig deep, man. Dig deep.
Eric Trump.
Ugh. What? Comes from under the stairs? Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, nah.
Eric Trump mistakenly met with the Belarusians to try to hack the
election. Jesus Christ. You know what? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like it.
I couldn't do anything. I talked to the Belarusians. No, they're Russians, you moron.
Oh, jeez. Look at me, Daddy. Look at me. I am going to go. I'm going to go big. I'm just looking at the... just looking at the news. Late breaking story. Donald Trump dictated son's misleading statements on meeting with Russian lawyers. I think that one's going to be the big story next week. I think that you're going to find out. I think you're going to find out that Trump knew not only knew about the meeting, Trump was at that meeting.
Oh,
yeah. Trump was at that meeting. Yeah, that's my every week we are going to do wild predictions of what's going to happen next week. The funny thing is they're never wild enough. They're never wild enough.
Okay. And I will go Steve Bannon caught in a car with a transgendered prostitute
with a candlestick with Mr. Mustard. On a Tuesday.
Look, hey, I'm not going to let you disrespect the military service of Colonel Mustard here, okay,
that's
buddy?
Right. That guy gave up many spoonfuls of his honor for you. I'm just saying. Right now, ex-Sheriff Joe Arpaio was found guilty of criminal contempt. Pharma douche Ed Scarelli is facing 20 years in prison. Anything can happen. Good. Anything can happen. Oh man. Like, oh fuck. We forgot right before we leave. I forgot to tell this story. Did you see the thing about Tommy Lauren at Politicon this week? Please tell me.
Oh yeah.
So
yes.
So two things about Tommy Lauren. One has to do with the Politicon thing. The other thing has nothing to do with Politicon, but it is a hilarious tweet that she sent a number of years ago. I will start with the tweet because it is amazing. She
not a number of years ago, like 3 years.
Yeah, like 3 years ago. She tweeted out that she was fine as long as she could like do whatever. I don't remember what A was, but B was quote pop that pussy. What?
It was like, yeah, popping bottles and pop that pussy or whatever.
Yeah. I was like, all right. Apparently, she has said pop that pee a number of times. And so, in honor of Tommy Lauren, I will say this. Tommy Lauren, pop that pussy for a goon, I believe is the phrase, which is just a hilarious phrase. I find the term goon hilarious, and I find pop that pussy to be one of the funniest, stupidest statements an adult could say ever. it's just so
I'm googling it to find the to find the exact quote, and the first article is from is it Bossip, is that how you pronounce
yeah
it?
Bossip, yeah, Black Gossip,
yeah, pop that pee, bargain basement white woman. Tommy Lauren's old tweets are coming back to haunt her.
That's fucking perfect. Good. Fuck her. Now, here's on to the real story.
Wow, these are good. Guess what, Brat? If you can get me wet, I can't promise I won't accidentally drown you, so think about that.
That's what happens when you're 21 and on Twitter. Oops. But the real story about Tommy Lauren...
Oh, here it is.
Doesn't matter as long as I can A, drink, and B, pop that pee.
Pop that pussy. All right, you
bargain basement white woman.
You know what? They're not wrong. She is a mediocre white woman at best. So the real story came out of Politicon this weekend,
why does she look 37 in these old pictures, by the way?
I know. Like, it's really fucking weird. So one day we will do a live show at Politicon. I think that would be kind of cool. And then Andy and I will actually meet in person and, like, probably fight each other. I just assume that's what would happen.
We will form the political master blaster, and you can ride around on my shoulders telling me what to do.
That's right. Just screaming at other political podcasters, who runs Bartertown? Like, who the fuck are those guys? Who the fuck are those two idiots? Yeah, look. You want it. You asked for it. It'll happen.
That's the best part, is I don't have to even get in shape to be Blaster, because he was a big fat fuck.
He's just a big dude. And I'm almost as big as that guy who sat on top of his shirt. So, I mean, that's pretty good. Go fuck yourself, Cam, in advance. So from Politicon, at Politicon, Tommy Lauren says, you know, she's against the ACA, but she says, luckily for her, she's 24 and she's still on her parents' insurance. And people are like,
oops,
hey, dummy, you're only on your parents' insurance because that is a provision in Obamacare. You might not have wanted to let that one slip, dum-dum. Like, you're an idiot, yo.
Yeah, it's up to 26.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah,
enjoy that.
Yeah, she's doing her spiels from her car now, like a hobo, which I think is just amusing. Like, guys, we don't even do this show from a car. We're in a house. Like, even we have the respect enough to record things in not a moving vehicle.
To record from my desert bunker.
I mean, I guess in fairness, I guess you just record wherever you live. So maybe she's living in her car. I don't know.
Yeah, I doubt she made a ton of money at The Blaze.
No. Do you think she lives in the backseat of Anthony Scaramucci's IROC Z?
Hey, Tommy, come on, let's go.
Hey, why don't we start? Hey, we could start a fucking, look, I'm just fucking saying we could start a little network, right? It'll be me, the Mooch. And it'll be you, the cooch. Hey, mooch of the cooch. You get it? Hey, pop that P for a goon. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Hey, let's go out to Coney Island. I know a guy.
I like that your Italian accent. They always go to Coney Island.
Where the fuck else are you?
I don't know. Long Island? I don't know. That's where Terrence is from. Terrence is part Italian. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, for those of you that have heard him on shows, he sounds exactly like that.
Yeah, he's an Italian, which is the racist way of referring to Italian people.
Hey-o! Welcome to Black on Black Cinema, hey! Yeah.
I'm your fucking host, Terrence Bada Bing. I just want to let you guys fucking know. You fucking eggplants out there, welcome to Eggplant on Eggplant Cinema.
It's Moulin Yan on Moulin Yan Cinema.
Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. We got to go. That is it for us. We'll see you guys next week. Make sure you join the fan group if you haven't already. And if you know you're a premium member, tell people about the full show. Send them the first 30 minutes. By the way, I'm going to give this episode out for free because I feel like everyone should be able to enjoy this.
Excellent.
Yeah, this is one for the ages. So if you are listening, the show is normally not quite as insane as this. But this was a fucking great week, man. It really was. So we will see you guys next week. Hope you enjoyed the free full show for non-premium members. And we'll see you guys next time. All right.
Later.